White. 1866. Dear Edson, I will write only a few lines. I feel bowed down under a weight of sadness which seems near crushing me. But still, my only consolation is in clinging to the Lord. He will not leave me if I do not leave him. Edson, my dear boy, I am anxious on your account. I pray for you fervently and believe that God's Spirit will operate upon your heart, and if you will listen to its teachings, you will give to God your undivided affections and serve him because you love his service. I cannot endure the thought that you are out of Christ, that you are not a thorough Christian, exemplifying in your life the character of Christ. Should you be now snatched away and lie down in the grave, I could not feel that you were prepared. Edson, you must not be indifferent to eternal things. Your salvation is of more consequence to you than any earthly attainments. I don't want you merely to have a name of being a Christian, like some I might mention in Battle Creek, but I desire you to be a sincere follower of the meek and lowly Jesus. Christ died for you, and after he has so dearly purchased redemption for you by his own blood, how ungrateful and cruel in you not to accept the salvation thus freely given. Oh, how anxiously have I looked forward to the time when you would be an ornament to the cause of Christ. How long, Edson, before you will give yourself unreservedly to God? Write me the exercises of your mind. Speak freely, for I am more interested in this important subject than in anything pertaining to your temporal interest or attainments. Write me at Hubbardsville. If you have anything to say to your father, where you have not been as tender of him as you should, do your duty, and let nothing remain unsaid that ought to be said, that you will be distressed about after it is too late. Write me fully. I received your letter with account of your expenses. You are surrounded with temptations, but, Edson, be true to correct principles. Take a noble, elevated course, and remember that you must not be influenced by others, but occupy a position to influence others to take a straightforward, manly course, and not in any way or manner pursue a course which will reflect discredit on the cause of truth. Let all your course of conduct be to elevate others. Stand free from every wrong influence. Stand for the right, and remember that you are a Christian. I hope all things are attended to right in Battle Creek, that we shall not have what little we possess there going to destruction. If you can write me any particulars about matters there, do so by all means, for I am troubled and perplexed about matters. Do write to your father. Has he written to you? I want that perfect union should exist between you. I cannot endure to have it otherwise. Poor father, I do not think he can live. I may return to Battle Creek before long. I don't know what to do. I am perplexed and troubled, but I find comfort in trusting in God. Stephen has gone to look at a farm in Ashfield, and we expect him back today. In much love, your mother.